Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
All right, well, it's great to be joining you today. If you are joining us for the very first time, my name is April Colquitt. I am on staff here at Wellspring. My primary role in our staff is the director of our Wellspring Kids Department, but I'm also serving on our communications team, so sometimes I have the opportunity to be in this position and share a little bit about what God is teaching me. And so I wanted to start today by asking you a question. Who in your life helped you get where you are today? Is there someone or maybe several people who you would say, if it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't be who I am today? Or maybe you might say, none of this would be possible if it wasn't for that guy. Maybe for you, you were walking through a difficult time in your life and someone came along who said something or did something that helped you out and helped move your life along in a positive direction. Or maybe when I ask who helped you get where you are today, your mind went in the opposite direction. Maybe you thought of someone who's been more of a negative influence in your life, someone who you would say, I wish I'd never gotten involved with that person, or I should not have taken their advice. Isn't it true that there are people in our life who have a profound impact on the direction of our life? There are just certain people who come along that, for good or for bad, make a big difference on the defining moments of our life and what direction we choose to take. I don't know about you, but if there is someone in your life who has made a positive impact on the direction of your life, you might even say it felt like that person came along at just the right moment or just the right time or for a very specific reason. Some people would even say that those encounters were divine intervention or divinely placed. Meaning it felt like God put that person in their life for a specific purpose. We would call those providential relationships. That's one of the five faith catalysts that we're learning about in this series. In the first week, Trey introduced the five faith catalysts as being key components that grow our faith and help us get stronger in our relationship with God. Those five faith catalysts are practical teaching, providential relationships, which we're going to talk about today, private disciplines, personal ministry, and pivotal circumstances. Oftentimes when you hear someone talk about their faith, you'll hear them reference one of those key areas as a part of their story. And so today we're going to talk about providential relationships. Last week, Trey led us in a conversation about practical teaching. If you want to go back and listen to that conversation, you can do that through our website or by logging on to the Wellspring Church app. But in this series, what we are learning is that God wants us to have a big faith that is built on a big trust. And the reason that that trust matters so much to God is because He knows the stronger our trust, the better the relationship. All great relationships are built on having a confidence and a trust in the other person. And it's no different in our relationship with God because He loves us so much. He wants us to have a great relationship with Him. When you think about the Christian faith, it's all about having a personal relationship with God. It's about me choosing to trust Jesus for myself and you choosing to trust Jesus for yourself. No one else can make that decision for us. It's a step that we have to take and choose to believe on our own. But when it comes to the relationships and the friendships that we have, those can be instruments that help influence the direction of our faith. So oftentimes when you hear someone tell their faith story, you'll hear them talk about things that influence their faith, and oftentimes they will mention another person. Rarely did they get there on their own. So you'll hear them say things like, I went to college and my roommate just happened to be a Christian, or a girl at my office asked if she could pray for me, or maybe you'll hear someone talk about how their kids became friends at the park and they developed a friendship and eventually they invited them to church with them. Those providential relationships might be in the form of a single conversation, or it could be a relationship or a friendship that evolves over time. When I think about those relationships in my life and who has been instrumental for me, I always think about my youth pastor from high school. His name was Brad Averett. And he said something to me one time that pertains to what we're talking about today. There was a moment where he was talking to me about a boy that I was dating, and he actually said something that I will never forget. He said, April, be careful, because he will pull you down faster than you can pull him up. And at the time, I didn't really like what he was saying, because he was basically saying that I should break up with this boy, but I knew what he meant. He meant that the gravitational pull of that relationship would either push me closer to Jesus or it would pull me away from Jesus. And as someone who was older and wiser than me, he knew that the latter was more likely, and he was right. See, just like there can be relationships that help grow our faith and push us closer to Jesus, there are some influences that have the ability and the potential to pull us away from a growing relationship with God. We all have people in our life, maybe people that you go to school with or work with, maybe someone that you've dated, or people who are even related to you, people who are a part of your family that might have a different set of values and beliefs. And I'm not saying that we should avoid those relationships. In fact, as Christians, we actually should have some relationships in our life with people who are not Christians, because we're called to love and be a light to all people. But when it comes to the people who are closest to us, who we would look to as examples for how we pattern our lives and the choices that we make, we can be intentional about choosing people and surrounding ourselves with people who will help us to grow and preserve our faith. One of the wisest men who ever lived was King Solomon. King Solomon was the son of the very famous King David, who you've probably heard stories about. And King Solomon recorded some of his wise teachings in a book of the Old Testament called Proverbs. And I want to share with you what King Solomon wrote about the company we keep. He said, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." Now, Solomon wasn't saying that if you surround yourself with all the smart kids at school, you're going to be a straight-A student or rise to the top of the class. And he's not saying that if you play golf with your boss, you're going to get a promotion and move to the corner office. But what he is guaranteeing is that if you surround yourself and walk with people who are wise, that you will benefit through personal growth, that you will become wiser. Conversely, he's also saying that if you spend a lot of time with people who make poor decisions and live foolishly, that you will suffer some negative consequences. You will probably live to regret some of those decisions. And so there's a saying that Trey has said in the past where he said, "Show me who your friends are, and I'll show you the direction and quality of your life." Now, those of you who are parents or grandparents even, anyone who has kids, maybe you're a teacher, you're probably nodding along right now. If you're a parent, you might be elbowing your student to wake up on the couch and pay attention, because as parents, we know how important this is for our children. Every parent wants their kids to have friends who will be a good influence, right? And if you're a Christian parent, you might even pray that your children will have friends who are Christian friends that will help them remember what Jesus would do when they're faced with difficult things in their life. I know Eric and I have been praying that for all three of our children since day one. And the reason that we care so much about who their friends are is because we know it has such a big impact on the activities that they do, on their attitudes, and even on the choices that they will make. But when it comes to choosing friends carefully and surrounding ourselves with wise people, it matters just as much in adulthood as it does in childhood and in adolescence. I believe that Solomon's proverb about walking with wise people applies just as much as adults as it does when we were kids, whether you're 4 or 14 or 40, because the gravitational pull of culture and of life doesn't have an age limit. I don't know about you, but I am rarely tempted to do good. I rarely find myself so tempted to be patient that I can't stand it. I rarely find myself so tempted to be selfless and do things for someone else that I just don't know what to do about it. We rarely find ourselves tempted to do good. And I don't know about you, but as an adult, what I have found is that the problems that we face and the questions that we have just get bigger and harder to answer. And that is why we need to surround ourselves with people who will help us to make wise choices, who will remind us of truth and help us to see ourselves as God sees us. The more people that we have like that in our life, the stronger our faith will be. And you may be wondering, well, what about providential relationships? April, you said that those are relationships that God puts in our life for a specific purpose. And you make a valid point. We cannot manipulate God's plans or his timing. But there are things that we can do to be intentional about pursuing relationships that are pushing us towards Jesus. There are ways that we can leverage opportunities where those providential relationships might happen. And so in just a few moments, I'm going to sit down with the team and we're going to talk about how we walk with the wise and how we can leverage those opportunities and pursue the relationships that are influencing our faith in a positive direction and helping us to grow closer to Jesus. But first, I want to share a story with you. As the director of Wellspring Kids, I sometimes have the opportunity to observe some friendships being formed. Sometimes those are little kid friendships and sometimes they're big kid friendships. And so today you're going to hear the story about a providential relationship that I've had the opportunity to observe. And I call them the dynamic duo. I think when you hear their story, you'll understand why. Check this out.
All right. Well, I'm very excited about this next part because I get to talk to two of my really good friends, Keith and Brent. And we're talking about providential relationships. And providential relationships are relationships that God brings into our life and that we believe strengthen our faith. And I know you two definitely would say that. And so we kind of just want to help people understand what that really means and what it looks like. And so you guys are really, really good friends now, but you weren't. In fact, you met pretty recently. Why don't you talk about how you met and how your relationship started?
Go ahead. Yeah, I think we actually have two different stories. But my wife and I, Allison, we were looking for churches and, you know, kind of tried out a couple different ones and actually landed on Wellspring, fell in love with it. We were both very passionate about kids. She's a first grade teacher. I've, you know, led kids program in the past. And we just wanted to get involved immediately. And so we asked, you know, how can we get involved? And so I think April told us, hey, come in, you guys can test drive. And so the following week, we actually came in and test drive and, you know, kind of got to get our hands wet in terms of like, you know, what Wellspring Kids is all about. And April said, hey, you need to go into elementary. You need to ask for Keith. He's the one that's going to be kind of leading that program. And so I walked in there. I got in there. This is how I remember the story, is that I walked in there, and I was pretty early, just kind of messing around, playing around with the kids. And then Keith comes wobbling in. This is when he had his broken leg, right around his 40th birthday. And I think he might have tripped or something. I don't know. But we were cracking jokes immediately, and the rest is kind of history.
Yes. Okay, so part of that is what the way I remember is the fact that we had met before I got hurt, and I got injured and I missed a few weeks. So I'd met you prior to that, but was a little nervous because I was going to miss some time. I missed a few weeks and didn't know who this bring out was running the show. But by the time I returned and got back into full steam, I think the very first week that we talked together, we couldn't stop laughing. It was just natural. Mm-hmm. And it was a great lesson. And from that point on, it just fit.
Awesome. So you basically met serving in Wellspring mm-hmm. Kids, right? And it sounds like you pretty immediately bonded over serving in that environment and loving kids and loving talking about Jesus. So why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, you start serving together. When did you realize this was going to be more than just, you know, people you were serving with? When did you realize you were going to become friends?
From my standpoint, it was after a few weeks where we got to teach together. There was a few leaders at the time in that environment. We had one room at the YMCA. That's the first place that we had met. I had been serving for a year or two, I believe. But that was, from my recollection, the first time that two people were actually sharing the stage. They were sharing the lesson. We weren't taking, you know, the first half and the second half. It was us modeling it together.
It's really hard to collaborate with somebody unless you can really vibe. And we just had a lot in common. We both loved sports. We both loved our family. We both loved laughing at ourselves. And it just kind of really, like, on stage, it kind of poured through whenever we would kind of teach, and we just had fun. Like, we enjoyed making each other's laugh. We enjoyed making the kids, you know, smile and laugh, and we really bonded on that. And I think, you know, if you bond with someone on, like, you know, a higher level like that, it just naturally goes outside of church.
Right.
And so, you know, ultimately it did. We kind of, you know, started playing golf together. We're going to lunch together, and it's funny because we'd actually end up talking about Wellspring Kids while we were out playing mm-hmm. golf or eating lunch.
And one of the things I always love about Brent is he's over complimentary. So, I mean, he can pick out the smallest thing and make it like I did something great. So I had to kind of pick up the pace on that and start returning the compliments to him. So it was almost like it was this game of after every lesson, after every phone call that, you know, it was a friendship where it was just we could have a fun and entertaining conversation more than just on Sunday mornings. Yeah. And that's where we started to intentionally get together and say, this is much more than us teaching a class on Sunday mornings. This is going to be a friendship that could last.
Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because as this friendship grew, you know, I watched, you know, your passion for Wellspring Kids, and, you know, God really used you two to not only elevate what we're doing in the room, but to elevate some of the bigger events that we started doing for students. Mm-hmm. The biggest is Kids Celebrate. And why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, how that came about through you two and why you love it so much?
Well, it kind of started as funny. You know, we just love being around each other and love planning things for Wellspring Kids. I mean, I think, you know, early on we had to, April asked us to go to every other Sunday to teach every other Sunday. I would teach a Sunday, Keith, and we were like, no, we want to teach every single Sunday, and the both of us would do it. And then the church grew, and they were doing three Sundays, and three services, and we wanted to teach every single service. And anyway, she nixed that. But we just enjoyed, like, really planning things and being, you know, involving mm-hmm. Jesus and kids. And so, you know, ideas, it's completely collaborative effort with, you know, several people. You know, Kids Celebrate, you know, Kids Night Out, even aspects of Kid Takeover. But actually, Kids Celebrate, I think the very first one is kind of where I feel, at least, where our relationship really, we started to bond mm-hmm. because we were, you know, we weren't really forced to spend a lot of time. We chose to spend a lot of time together because we each had ideas. We wanted to pour our hearts and souls into this, you know, this crazy, incredible event that it turned out being. And we just learned a lot about each other. We learned a lot about each other's reliability, you know, more about their passions. And it was just amazing to kind of go through that process. And then, you know, that evening when it all kind of came to cultivation, it was just awesome.
That first one, I had another appreciation for Brent and what he did to prepare for that event. Like I said, I was throwing out 10, 15 ideas. He would rattle it back down to one or two and set it up, write the script, do the video, do the edit. I mean, he did so much as a part of that where I just had to be there and be myself. So,
talk about now how you've benefited from this relationship. You know, Providence relationships are all about how, you know, God speaks to us through other people. God walks with us through other people. God comforts us through other people. Do you have any specific examples of a time where you felt God really speak to you through each other?
I mean, obviously, I can think of dozens of specifics. I mean, just random phone calls throughout the day are just hilarious and kind of, you know, give you a step up in positivity. But one specific, you know, I had lost a job, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, if you've ever been through that, it can kind of be heart-wrenching for a second. You don't know what's going to happen next. And Keith was one of the first people I called and, you know, kind of talked me off the ledge a little bit and said, look, everything's going to be okay, kind of help. He had been through it as well and knew other people who have gone through it and kind of helped connect me to that, too. And I know that was a big moment for me, at least in terms of appreciating, you know, his friendship and helping me get through that time.
All right, so you guys know this. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Mm-hmm. And I know that verse is important to you guys. So kind of as we wrap up, why don't you talk a little bit about how you feel like being friends with each other, iron has sharpened iron in this relationship?
I mean, you've heard the quote, like, surround yourself with positive people, you know, two heads are better than one. You know, it goes a lot with positivity too. I mean, you know, I love how positive he is about his family, how positive he is about, you know, sports, his work ethic, and most importantly, you know, engaging with kids. And quite frankly, that's the type of person I want to surround myself with. You know, you want to be surround yourself with like-minded people, and it shows in his passion. And it just makes me a better person because he just makes it so much easier to be like that.
And I could say the same exact thing, but on another level, our positivity and our friendship toward each other not only allow us to be here on Sunday mornings, it allows us to flourish on Sunday mornings to the point where it is a drive, it is an excitement. we're not just teaching what we are supposed to teach. We are actually acting it out. We are having energy. We are giving everything we can on a Sunday morning and trying to model that to the other volunteers. I can take that, you know, a little bit further in how we're sharpening each other. We're trying to model for these kids how sharpening themselves, you know, or helping themselves get stronger in their relationship with Jesus, and how they are going to learn, worship, you know, through the Bible on Sunday mornings. But I think it's a part of our push to kind of share our relationship with Jesus and kind of let them know that it is fun. It can be exciting. It can be energetic. It can be a consistent thing. And it's easy doing it with him.
Just to piggyback one more thing, you know, on those Sunday mornings, what we pour into the kids, it's one thing just to kind of teach them, you know, about the Bible, teach them about Jesus. It's another thing to show them the love that has changed our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the love, you know, that we've been able to show has come from each other in a way, you know, mm-hmm. and I think our relationship has been able to benefit the children, we feel, in terms of like what we've been able to pour in them, because we're able to walk that walk in front of them rather than just kind of, you know, tell them about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey guys, thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for being a part of my life. Thanks for being a part of our church. And so that's sort of the value of providential relationships. You know, there's just these people that God uses to change our lives and to draw us closer to him and to point us to him, to walk through seasons. And so as a church, we work really hard to help create environments. You know, providential relationships, we can't plan them, but we can create environments for them. And so now we're gonna go to our team, and we're gonna talk very specifically about how we try to create environments and the steps we can all take to position ourselves for God to use other people in our lives to strengthen our faith. Let's check it out. Thanks again to Keith and Brent for sharing their story with us. And as we wrapped up, as we're doing every week, we want to talk about, okay, how do we do this? If we want providential relationships in our life, how do we make it happen? Because, I mean, by very definition, providential relationship means God orchestrates it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we can just pick someone and say, I want you to be my providential relationship.
Right.
So as a church, what we do is we try to create environments. We try to create opportunities for God to grow those relationships. And so today I've got several people with us to kind of talk about this. You guys know April, Eric's our student director, and Abby is our director of spiritual development for our adults. And we all work each week to create environments for these providential relationships to be formed. So Abby, I want to go to you first. For people sitting at home who say, hey, I want this in my life, what does our church offer? What do we do to try to foster these relationships?
Yeah, we have a couple easy ways to begin to find those relationships mm-hmm. here. I've heard stories all the time of people finding it in their serving team. That's Keith and Brent's story.
Yeah.
Finding it in their groups. And so we try to make it very easy for people to take a next step. One of the things April said is that providential relationships, you pursue them. They take mm-hmm. work.
Yep.
And so we want to make that as easy as possible for you to do the work.
Yep.
And so for our groups, we give them resources to foster relationships, to encourage relationships. We encourage them to do things that grow faith and take into account some social opportunities, because we know that friendships are part of providential
yeah.
relationships. The ones in my life, we meet for coffee, we study the Bible together, mm-hmm. but we also catch up on each other's lives. Our serving teams, we don't just serve together, we make sure we're checking in on each other. We encourage our, mm-hmm. our small group leaders and our volunteer leaders to be personally invested in the lives of those that they're serving with, mm-hmm. because they can help foster those relationships.
So if yeah. someone is watching and they're like, hey, I want to be a part of that, how do they actually sign up for a group? Do they mm-hmm. just pick their group? Do they talk to you? Like, what does that process look like for an adult?
We try to make it as easy as possible for you to take the step. You have to be willing to take that step, but we actually try to pair you with the perfect group for you. Mm-hmm. There is not a perfect group, but there are groups that are more appropriate for based on your life stage, if you're a man or a woman, if you're married.
Right.
So the process is we ask you to fill out just a brief survey letting us know who you are and what you're looking for in a group. And then we begin the process with you to yeah. pair you. We walk those steps with you to make that providential relationship potential more available.
Yeah.
And sometimes if a group's not a fit, mm-hmm. that's okay as well, right? Like, we're very open-handed. We can move people around because, again, the goal is always to find a great fit so those providential relationships can form.
Yeah, our goal is to create a very safe environment for you to say, hey, this is just not the group for me. Right. We have a lot of great group leaders, but a lot of great group leaders aren't for everyone. One of my favorite things is I love Chick-fil-A sauce. Well, everybody loves Chick-fil-A sauce. And so we want to make sure you find the group that is appropriate for you or serving team as well.
Yeah.
So, Eric, I know this is something that is also crucial for our student ministry.
Yeah.
So why don't you talk a little bit about how we've leveraged providential relationships and how we've kind of built our entire structure around fostering those relationships for students.
Yeah, and for kids and students as well. We really lean into groups, into circles. And so our goal is to get students around other students that they can build those relationships with. But then we also work real hard to get adult leaders in each of our groups that will pour into them and be someone that can that they can walk with through their school journey. Our strategy is that when you come into sixth grade, you're paired with awesome adults that will walk with you all the way through your school. And so the relationship that's formed there is amazing. And it really goes both ways. So a lot of times I'll talk to our student leaders and they are getting so much out of these students, out of that relationship. They're learning from the faith that these students have.
Yeah. And one of the things that Eric said is, you know, we want them to come into students when they rise to sixth grade ready for those relationships. And part of that comes from their involvement in Wellspring Kids, which is why we encourage parents to not wait until they're moving to middle school or high school and try to get them involved in students. Start early, because the earlier you start, the easier it's going to be for them to make that transition into middle school when it's already so hard. They'll already have a circle around them. I always tell parents, if you can, pick one of our service times and come to that service as often as you can, because it's in those environments where they'll be connecting with the same people, the same kids, the same leaders. And the more often that they are doing that, the better those relationships, stronger that they'll be.
That's right.
No, I love that. I mean, Eric and I, you were talking earlier about some of the providential relationships in our lives. We both were privileged enough to grow up in church. And just some of the relationships that were formed in my life in middle school and high school, especially in college, through our serving and our groups, those relationships still matter to us today. And now, as a parent, having two kids in students and knowing that, you know, the tribe leader they picked up in sixth grade is going to walk them all the way through graduation day, like just seeing the relationships that are already being built and having the confidence as a parent that there are other men in my son's lives who love Jesus and who are going to speak truth into them and be those providential relationships for them. It just gives me so much confidence, you know, and so much hope that there's other voices that are going to strengthen my son's faith. And you know, if you're not aware of that, that's how we build our student ministry. And we're very, very, very proud about that. So,
and I think you guys call those faith influencers. Like, your goal is to introduce children to faith influencers. And that's, it's an amazing, as a parent, I love what we've done.
I've shared before that one statistically, you know, reports show that kids need at least five other adults other than their parents who are speaking truth into their lives, who are pointing them towards a growing faith in Christ, which is why we structure students and kids the way that we do.
Okay. All right. So let's say they're watching today and they're convinced. All right. What's the next step? For someone who's maybe not currently engaged in our church, specifically in this season, how can they engage and how can they position themselves for a providential relationship?
In this season, obviously, it's a little unique, but we are taking every step we can to do that. For adults, we have online groups that are starting right now, and our goal is that when we are back together in person, that they're able to meet. But you can, the Wellspring app is the easiest way to take a next step. We make that extremely, we watch that. We make sure it's up to date. There's actually a brief survey right there online that's letting you know all of the groups that are available.
And serving will happen as we do talk about when we are gathering in mm-hmm. person again. That will be where we update serving opportunities as well. So the Wellspring app for adults is where I would strongly recommend mm-hmm. you look to take a first step or send my team an email at care@wellspringchurch.tv.
Yeah. I know we also use social media a lot to share opportunities for people to connect. One of the things that we've done as Wellspring Kids in this season is we've set up Facebook groups for preschool parents and Facebook group for elementary mm-hmm. parents where they can connect and where I go on and share content. Danielle's come on and shared some content with us. And it's kind of a little bit of a smaller circle than just our general Wellspring Kids pages where parents are encouraging one another. They're sharing some struggles that they're having. I love how I've seen some of those parents on that page just mm-hmm. connecting and pushing each other to keep going, you know, stick with it and persevere through the season that we're all in right now.
Yeah. And for students, we would love to connect with you this summer. You can connect with us through the app, through Facebook or through Instagram. We would love to connect your student to a tribe, to a small group, mm-hmm. And get them in. For you rising sixth graders, we'd love to help you get started as well.
Yeah.
And so just reach out to us and we'd love to help you get connected.
Yep.
Yeah, so I hope what you hear is not only the value of providential relationships, but also there's only so much we as the church can do. We can set the table. We can tee everything up. But at the end of the day, it requires a step.
Yeah.
It requires reaching out. It requires an attempt to engage. And so hopefully, prayerfully, what will come out of this is you will feel God encouraging you to engage, mm-hmm. To take a step, to reach out, so that we can begin to come back together. We can begin to strengthen our faith together for what God has next. So that's providential relationships. They have changed our lives. We know they'll change yours. And I hope this week that you will feel the freedom to take a step towards our church, take a step towards engagement, take a step towards those providential relationships so that God can continue to strengthen our faith together. We will see you next week.